Thank you, Madam Chair. My delegation has listened intentively in the course of this discussion, not only the comments of others, but to our Russian colleagues' very thorough effort to respond to questions and clarify the intent and aims and effects of their WP2. Unfortunately, it didn't actually help to improve our understanding. We were told that the paper isn't really about investigations of alleged use. It's rather about investigation of complaints about potential violations of the BWC more generally, consistent with Article 6. But the working paper itself specifically says, and I quote, "We propose to elaborate modalities of a specific mechanism with technical guidelines and procedures for investigating alleged use of biological and toxin weapons consistent with Article 6 of the Convention." So there's a tension there. And of course, we do, as we've previously agreed here as states parties in review conference documents, that the Secretary General's mechanism is absolutely available to the Security Council as an instrument. Now, it's suggested in the working paper that there is no common understanding on how the guidelines and procedures contained in Annex 1 of Document A44561, those are the guidelines and procedures for the Secretary General's mechanism, are to be applied under Article 6. But I don't really understand why, how one would go about conducting an investigation of alleged use would change if it were framed in relation to Article 6 of the Convention as opposed to any other way. It potentially does raise the question of how the Security Council should evaluate a complaint and how it should proceed. And indeed, that's another issue that the Russian paper touches on in paragraph 2. It says the Convention does not provide details as how the Security Council shall use the UN Charter and other guiding documents of the UN in dealing with such a request. Well, that comes as no real surprise, because that would strike me as thoroughly outside the mandate and authorities of the BWC states parties and matter for the Security Council in consultation with the Secretary General and the legal advisor as far as what tools and resources are available and how they would go about implementing this responsibility. So again, I'm discerning a bit of a tension here. Now, it was then suggested that this is really about Article 6, more broadly. And there are certainly circumstances which would not be covered by the UN Security Council, by the UN SGM, but the use of the SGM's capability by the Security Council would not necessarily be bounded by those strictures. If the Security Council asked the Director General, or the Secretary General, for example, to take the capabilities that he had developed under the UNSGM in order to, say, investigate something like the Sverdlovsk outbreak, that would, I would argue, be a completely legitimate use of the capabilities of the mechanism, but operating under the aegis of the Security Council in service of Article 6. Now, if the proposal is in fact that, no, this is really about production, stockpiling, development, transfer, we need a mechanism to investigate complaints of those activities, well, there might be value in exploring some kind of mechanism to investigate such allegations in specific cases, but I do wonder about the wisdom of doing that in a format or a vehicle that would subject every such proposed operation to a Security Council veto. Finally, in closing, my colleague indicated that the ample discussion generated by this paper was indicative of broad interest in the need for further consultation and discussion. That could be, but it is equally possible that a number of people heard what they thought was a rather bad idea and felt the need to say so rather plainly. So the number of times people ask for the floor is not necessarily a good metric for support. Thank you.